Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks, Alex. I've got two movies today for those into sci-fi and a bit of nostalgia. As usual, though, I'll start with the disappointment, and that disappointment being The New Mutants.
Do you know what mutants are?
This one stars Blue Hunt, Maisie Williams, who you might remember from Game of Thrones, Anya Taylor-Joy, who was in Emma recently, Charlie Heaton, Roberto Da Costa, and Alice Braga, who was in City of God a few years ago. This movie is directed by Josh Boone, who also co-wrote the screenplay with Nate Lee, who did The Fault in Our Stars. So he's got some form working with teens. Young Danielle Moonstar, played by Hunt, has found herself in a very exclusive facility for teenage mutants who are still coming to terms with their powers.
The reason you survived is because you're a very uncommon girl.
The problem is Danielle is not quite sure what her power is yet. And when she works it out, will she be able to control it? That's probably why the facility is in a secluded location surrounded by a force field, where the kids are assessed by only one doctor, Dr. Reyes, played by Alice Braga. That really doesn't seem quite enough when you're dealing with five confused teens with superpowers.
I just lost control.
My girlfriend had burned her.
I killed 18 men.
I've started panicking.
The facility is supposed to be dark and foreboding, but because there are only six people in it, it feels more like a low-budget movie set in an old abandoned mental asylum, and that the production couldn't really afford any extras, which seems a bit weird for a Fox Disney film. Now, when we see our five teenage mutants relaxing in what appears to be the rec room, episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer are showing on the television. I'm not sure if that was a very good idea, as that show is an example of how to do what this movie is trying to do, but in only 41 minutes and with much snappier dialogue. Even some of the creatures we see on the big screen are poor man's versions of what we see on the small screen. Why didn't the writers and producers just admit defeat and bring Joss Whedon on as a script doctor?
This place takes your greatest fear and makes you live through it until it kills you.
For a film about teenagers with superpowers, The New Mutants really is very dreary. Sure, there's some action, but it's all CGI, and you never believe anyone except the baddies will get seriously hurt. This movie is very much another X-Men disappointment. When a 20-year-old TV show still does it better, and the filmmakers seem to be admitting as much, perhaps there should have been no New Mutants.
That's disappointing. It does sound like it wasn't as good as what a movie should have been. But we're staying in the sci-fi verse now, and the next movie you're going to talk about has some of my favourite actors in it.
And who might they be?
Holland Taylor.
Excellent!
Bridget Lundy Payne. Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves, of course. And that movie, of course, is Bill and Ted Face the Music.
How's it going, Bill and Ted?
Keanu Reeves, one of my favourite actors, too. Another one of my favourite actors is Alex Winter, who also appears in this film, as he has in the previous two films, Bogus Journey and Excellent Adventure. Also turning up in this film are Kristen Schaal, Samara Weaving and William Sadler. Bill and Ted Face the Music is directed by Dean Parisot. He's done films like Galaxy Quest, Red 2 and Fun with Dick and Jane, so he's got a bit of form with doing comedy. The film was written by Ed Solomon and Chris Matheson, who also wrote the first two films. Now, it's been 29 years since Bill and Ted took their bogus journey.
Whoa.
They're married now, to the princesses, of course, and each have a daughter, Thea, played by Weaving, and Billy, played by Lundy Payne.
Thea! Billy! Get it!
However, life isn't totally excellent, as Bill and Ted are still struggling to write the song that unites the world, and they're even having to attend couples therapy with their wives. Together, of course. But the real problem is the song that unites the world.
Bill, we've spent our whole life trying to unite the world. And I'm tired, dude.
Ted, we have a destiny to fulfill.
If it's not performed soon, space, time, and reality will cease to exist.
No way!
So Kelly, Rufus's daughter from Excellent Adventure, played by Kristen Schaal, is sent back from the future to help Bill and Ted get a wriggle on.
Greetings, my excellent friend.
Then things start to get really complicated. Even though it's been 29 years since Bogus Journey and Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves are starting to show their age, Reeves especially, I'm happy to say that the magic is still there. Bill and Ted are still as lovable as ever. You can see that Winter and Reeves are really enjoying bringing the characters back to life.
Be excellent to each other. And party on, dude.
The premise of two dudes traveling through space, time, and dimension to save the world is still just as preposterous as ever. And giving them two daughters, who are strong characters in their own right, adds to the story rather than weighs it down. Bill and Ted Face the Music is how time and interdimensional travel movies should be done. Christopher Nolan, take note. It's self-aware with nods to movies from similar genres. Hello Terminator. And it also has Kid Cudi explaining the science of what's happening from time to time. There are no grim faces and no running backwards.
How'd you like our song?
It's a little on the dark side, but you know, that's cool.
We're even given a real-time countdown during the film, so we know we're going to be out of the cinema in just over 90 minutes. Bill and Ted Face the Music is one of the silliest films you'll watch all year. But what it really is a joyful, hilarious celebration of friendship, family, and movie making. A most bodacious experience. Bill and Ted Face the Music hits all the right notes.
Let's rock!
I never thought I'd have someone like Kid explaining science to me, but alas, that's 2020 for you. Hey, Michael, thank you so much. We'll catch you next week.
Pleasure.